It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Monday was the deadline for signatures for ballot initiatives, and Coloradans could decide on a dozen different measures. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on some that could be on the ballot.
Five groups turned in signatures before the deadline. They include a proposal for a state-run paid family and medical leave program, an income tax cut, and changes to how people can expunge their criminal records, measures to reintroduce gray wolves, raise tobacco taxes, and ban abortions after 22 weeks are already on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's ballot got longer Monday after the city council referred a climate change sales tax to voters. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
Taxpayers and visitors would pay an extra 0.25% or 2.5 cents on every $10 for most things they buy, if city voters approve the tax in November. In exchange, supporters say Denverites will get cleaner air, greener jobs, and relief from some of global warming's existential threats. Officials have plans for the $36 million in potential yearly revenue, including more efficient buildings and streets that prioritize buses, carbon-free buses, and bikes, as well as electric cars. Opposition at Monday's legislative meeting centered around using so-called regressive taxes, which charge wealthy and low-income residents the same rates regardless of the product. The bill's language stipulates that half of the money be used to lift up people who need it most. David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver health and sheriff's officials say they issued 20 citations over the weekend at businesses that were not following mask or social distancing orders. Some businesses were cited for not posting required signage or exceeding crowd capacities. Health authorities closed down five businesses because they had previously been warned or had what were considered egregious violations. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.